Riders, please remember to ride two by two.
Cuomo was introduced by actor Robert De Niro at a luncheon at the Javits Center in Manhattan just before the final leg of the motorcycle ride.
When they told me I'd be meeting a motorcycle gang, I was expecting something like the Hells Angels. You know, a group of aging dudes with rotting leather jackets and teeth. Not even close.
De Niro's speech was a light moment in the program, which honored the firefighters who responded when the two hijacked planes struck the World Trade Center's Twin Towers on September 11, 2001. Over 3,000 people lost their lives that day. Governor Cuomo, who rode with around 400 other motorcyclists along the same route that the Rescue 1 firefighters made that day, says the members of the company defied every natural human instinct when they raced toward danger instead of running away. 11 of the brigade died that day out of a total of 344 firefighters overall.
The greatest cowards drove a plane into the top of the building. And the greatest heroes ran in the door in the bottom of the building. The best and the worst of humanity in that very same moment.
The governor says the after effects of 9/11 are not over, and many involved in the rescue efforts have been diagnosed with related illnesses like cancer and respiratory disease. He signed a bill that will ensure unlimited sick leave benefits for public sector workers who became ill as a result of rescue, recovery, and cleanup efforts at the World Trade Center sites.
Any government employee who gets sick from anywhere in the state of New York and the sickness is related to their work on 9/11, they will get health care coverage at no cost to themselves. They will get vacation coverage and sick coverage at no cost to themselves because they paid literally with their health to help New Yorkers, and the state of New York is going to be there for them 100%. And our message is simple. We will always have your back. Sacrifice is a two-way street. Thank you and God bless you.
The workers affected will get 100% of their regular salary at the time of their diagnosis for as long as they are out on sick leave. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.